You're listening to the Computer Repair Academy podcast, a show that's your go-to podcast for easy tech fixes, pro tricks, computer repair tips, and everything you need to keep your computer running smoothly. So if you're ready to upgrade your tech game, then let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Computer Repair Academy podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're diving into one of the hottest debates in computer repair. Do-it-yourself versus calling a professional. When should you roll up your sleeves and fix your own computer, and when should you leave it to the experts? Now, don't get me wrong, I am a professional computer repair tech and business owner, but DIY computer repair can be awesome. It's cost-effective, empowering, and sometimes even fun, but there are definitely times when calling in a professional is the smarter, safer, and yes, cheaper option in the long run. Today, I'm going to break it all down for you. We'll look at common repair scenarios, the pros and cons of DIY versus hiring a tech, and how to know when it's time to call for backup. Let's start with the DIY side of the debate. If you've got a curious mind and you're willing to put in some time and effort, DIY can be a great option. There is a ton of free computer repair info available nowadays, and here are a few reasons why tackling repairs yourself might be the way to go. Let's be real, fixing your own computer is usually cheaper. If you already have basic tools and a bit of know-how, you can save a ton of money by skipping the repair shop. Why pay someone $300 to reinstall your Windows OS when you can find proper guides and material online to do it yourself for free? Also, never pay $300 for an OS reinstall. Seek a second opinion or repair shop. Every repair teaches you something new. Whether it's replacing a laptop battery or upgrading RAM, you're building skills that will save you time and money in the future. Plus, it feels pretty awesome to solve the problem on your own. Even after 20 years in the industry, we still learn something new often. Be willing to learn a new repair approach. Not all repairs are rocket science or brain surgery. Tasks like cleaning your keyboard, replacing a fan, or plugging in a loose cable are quick, simple, and perfect for a DIY approach. Trust me, you don't need a degree to remove a dust bunny. So if the problem is simple, you're on a tight budget, or you just love tinkering, DIY is a great option. But, and this is a big but, not all repairs are created equal. Here's the flip side. DIY isn't always the best choice if you're not confident or have a little tech aptitude. Sometimes well-meaning attempts to fix a computer can make things worse. Let me give you a few examples of when DIY can go hilariously or disastrously wrong. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this. Someone watches a 5-minute YouTube video, thinks they're a pro, and suddenly they're trying to replace a soldered laptop CPU. Halfway through, they realize they don't have the right tools, experience, or they've damaged the motherboard. Oops, that doesn't look right. Static electricity is another silent killer of PC components. If you don't ground yourself properly, one little zap can fry your motherboard or RAM, and trust me, that's a mistake you don't want to learn the hard way. If you're going to dive into the internals of a computer, prepare a proper workspace free of carpet, water, extreme temps, and clutter. I've also seen people try to install incompatible RAM or other components that don't fit their motherboard or power supplies that can't handle their system. One guy even brought me a PC that wouldn't power on because he had plugged in a 24-pin cable backwards. If you know about these connectors, you can't really plug them in the wrong way. He forced it in and broke all the power pins on the motherboard. Yikes. So yes, DIY is great when the stakes are low. But if you're in over your head or you're dealing with expensive hardware, it might be time to bring in a professional. All right, now let's talk about when to call a professional. Here are some clear signs it's time to let the experts handle it. Things like replacing a laptop motherboard, fixing a broken power jack, or repairing water damage require specialized tools and experience. One wrong move can turn a repairable problem into an expensive paperweight. Hey, why is my screen smoking? If you've accidentally deleted files or your hard drive has failed, don't try to recover the data yourself unless you really know what you're doing. Professional data recovery tools are expensive and tricky to use, but they can save your precious files. The more you poke at a damaged or failing drive, the less of a chance we have at repair or recovery. Don't play with failing drives or data recovery unless you're willing to risk losing data that can possibly be saved. Viruses, ransomware, and corrupted operating systems can be complicated to fix. Sure, you can try running antivirus software, but if the issue is deeper, a tech can get to the root of the problem and ensure it doesn't come back. There are a ton of free malware and virus removal tools that we cover on the podcast, and our YouTube channel. Go give them a whirl and see what you can clean up. If you're on a deadline, maybe your work laptop dies the night before a big presentation. You don't have time to troubleshoot. A professional can often diagnose and fix the problem quickly. Seek professional tech help immediately if your repair or issue is urgent. Also, sometimes it's just worth paying a pro just for the peace of mind and to take away the tech headache. You know the job will be done right, you won't have to worry about making things worse, and you hopefully find a trusted tech repair outlet to call on in the future. Okay, so now that we've covered both sides, let's talk about how to decide which approach is right for your situation. Here's a simple framework for deciding whether to go DIY or hire a tech. Self-assess your skills. Be honest with yourself. If you're comfortable with the tools and you understand the repair process, go for it. But if you don't have proper tools, you're unsure of the repair process, or you've never done this type of repair before, proceed with caution. Consider the stakes. If the repair involves expensive hardware or irreplaceable data, don't take unnecessary risks. It's better to pay for a professional than to create a bigger problem. Evaluate the cost. Compare the cost of DIY, including parts and tools, to the cost of hiring a pro. Sometimes the difference is smaller than you think. Factor in time. If you're short on time, DIY might not be worth it. A professional repair could save you hours or even days of frustration. With these tips in mind, you'll know exactly when to grab your tools and when to pick up the phone. And there you have it, the DIY versus pro debate solved. Whether you're fixing your own PC or calling in an expert, the key is knowing your limits and making informed decisions. Thanks again for tuning into the Computer Repair Academy podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who's debating whether to take on their next repair solo. And as always, keep learning, keep tinkering, and may your repairs always be successful. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. Until next time, keep those PCs running smoothly.